Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Hi, all. So in honor of Star Wars Day 2026, we are replaying our three-part Age of Rebellion game, initially live-streamed in 2023 and never before released on the Glass Cannon podcast feed. Until now. My name is Matthew Capricaza, and I had the, you will say honor of running this adventure, but honestly, it was a great time, and it saw some of the biggest laughs maybe that we've ever had on the GCN. I don't know, you be the judge. This is part two of our story, so if you missed part one, you should probably listen to that one before diving in so things make sense. But anyway, I will leave you now to travel back in time to a transmission restored to the HoloNet. This is Star Wars Age of Rebellion. Hello out there. Jesus. Thank you, Skid, for the course correction from last time, though I think maybe you've overcorrected a slight bit, but appreciate the commitment. Hello out there.
This is Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I thought this was Star Wars.
Well, welcome back to Glass Cannon Labs, the game, the show where five adults can intensely nerd out over Star Wars and we can call it entertainment.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, man, Skid, you got me. You got me. Pre-show, he did not look like that, for the record.
Like I didn't look like the T-shirt. This. I felt like something was coming. The T-shirt was like, there's something here, but I don't know the depths to which the technical proficiency that Skid has at his fingertips. It's insane.
I've been collecting this stuff for years. I could finally break it out. Something practical.
There was a period of time where occasionally I would join Skid and his nephew on a place to play Squadrons, and I have seen this equipment before from those times. So the commitment is not just for the public. It's just for anyone.
How is Squadrons? It was like, I feel like right now or something, it's on sale for like $5. It was crazy cheap.
If it's crazy cheap, you should just get it.
Just do the single player, if anything. It's so fun.
Yeah. Did you get a joystick, Matthew?
No, have like a plate stick? I just use the Xbox controller. It's very hard. It's super fun, but it's very difficult.
I may have purchased the PlayStation VR set solely to play Squadrons with, and used it 3 times. Oh. So that wasn't really worth it. Because I had to set it up the whole time. Like, it just was a big pain in the butt. But it was pretty cool.
Well, I have the Steam VR, and I was playing with it. And the first time I sat in the cockpit in Squadrons with the VR helmet on, I cried. It was one of the most like transcendent emotional experiences I've ever had playing a game. It was like, oh my God, I'm in an X-Wing.
Yep.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I'd like to try that. Well, it's not just a joystick, but it's also the throttle. Why am I blanking on what it's called? You know what I'm talking about. Skid, you lent me yours.
The Thrustmaster.
Are you sure that's what that is?
Or are you mixing that up with another one of your products?
Thrustmaster 3000.
Honestly, I think it is called the Thrustmaster 2000 or something.
Someone needs to be talked to.
It is a HOTAS. It is HOTAS.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Well, how's everyone doing?
Great. Now.
Fantastic. Rob, what's the shirt? Is that a Star Wars shirt?
This is a Star Wars shirt.
What does it say?
It says, La Guerre des Étoiles, which is, I hope, French for Star Wars. got it at Star Wars Celebration 2019, Chicago, baby.
Ow.
Ow.
One of three Star Wars celebrations that I've attended. I don't have the helmet, so, you know.
What is a Star Wars celebration?
It's a celebration of Star Wars, Joe.
Well, yeah. But I mean, the brand. What is it?
It's like the big Star Wars convention that
okay.
happens every couple of years. I went to one in Orlando, one in Los Angeles, California, and one in Chicago, Illinois. And it was, they're great. They're awesome.
Which was the best?
Oh, that's, I mean, how can you compare? Orlando was fun because we did a couple of my buddies flew in to New Orleans and we road tripped to Orlando, which I thought would take us, I didn't really look ahead of time. It's like 7-8 hours probably. And it was like 14 to get there with stops and everything.
And then, swamps.
Yeah. And then also like it was one of those situations where I was in charge of booking the accommodations and it was like some gated community that, and everything was super shabby. Like all the buildings were made in like the early 60s. It was an interesting time, but the almost called it the festival. The convention was great. Lots of nerds. It's always nice to be surrounded by people, you know, you can make any reference to and they will immediately know what you're talking about.
But what do you do there?
You like, walk around, you spend money, Joe. Jesus Christ. What do you do at Gen Con? You walk around, you fucking nerd out with board games.
You, you play games.
Yeah, well,
what do you do at a Star Wars Con?
There's, you know, you get to see celebrities. You get to look over and see Peter Mayhew.
You can meet Warwick Davis.
Yeah, Warwick Davis is chilling.
Okay.
You get to, you take pictures with, you know, there was a guy that was dressed like if Prince was a Jedi. to see people in their cosplay and, you know, someone tried to be Darth Maul, but it was clear they had just taken like chewing gum and like stuck it to their forehead. It's, you know, there's Legos. It's a great time.
Do you have celebrity signatures, like Star Wars celebrity signatures?
The one, no, I don't really pay for that. But, I did run into a celebrity and it was at the Hasbro Kenner booth. It was like, whichever year this was, it was like a big anniversary for them doing Star Wars toys. And there was, I was perusing. I was like, I had that. You know, I was getting super amped at this glass case. And this older gentleman walks up with the badge and the shirt on, the Hasbro shirt. And I'm looking at this one thing and he goes, hey, you got out of the lab in New Orleans, huh? Like he recognized me from NCIS New Orleans. And I was like, oh yeah. And I was like, I just was admiring these things. They're awesome. And he's like, I designed all of those. And I was like, and I lost my shit. And like, he talked about this thought, you know, they made all these like smaller vehicles. They probably still do that aren't in the movies, but the whole, you know, thought behind it was we're going to make these toys that were just off camera. Like things like, so there's some stormtrooper thing that looks almost like an Imperial probe droid, but you could stick the stormtrooper in it and have like claws. And there was like a thing you could trap other figures in the back. It was a little pod. It was like it was like the Cap 4 or something like that. And there was this other thing that my kid ended up breaking. It's like a foldy thing from Return of the Jedi that you know, you know, it's just right off to the left of Jabba's palace.
That's cool, but it also sounds like when they have a toy that's like Spider-Man's car.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, you know, except they would call it something nonsense.
Spider-Man doesn't have a car.
They call it something like Thrustmaster, whatever, and then they'd put it, you know, and then they'd sell it. It was great.
We have no less than 6 Spider-Man motorcycles in our house right now.
And I've never seen him ride a motorcycle.
I think he did in like the Japanese TV show or something like that.
Why can't Spider-Man ride a motorcycle?
I'm sure he could. But I don't remember him riding one that was all tricked out in his colors.
He also had a dune buggy.
Yeah, he could also
a dune buggy. That could go up buildings.
He could crawl to crimes on his belly if he wanted to, but that doesn't mean that's what his first choice should be.
I'm not saying it's the ideal mode of transportation for Spider-Man, but like he should get to ride a motorcycle if he wants. He does a lot for us.
This would be like if we said, hey, coming soon, a new action figure of Lork's brother that was never talked about on the show.
Yeah, because then it gets imaginations firing, Troy.
Or Lork's motorcycle.
Yeah.
Lork's motorcycle. But no, but if you think about it for a second,
like the web slinging across the city seems the coolest way to get anywhere compared to a motorcycle and faster. However, if you really think about it, they make it look so easy, but he really, it's got to be a pain in the ass. It's got to be like
sore all the time.
Yeah. Like all that strain on your joints over and over and over and over.
What if he hits a loose window pane?
Yeah, it comes right out.
Exactly. How would you see from that distance?
Or someone has their window open, just goes flying right in.
Yeah, open window, it goes flying in, like hits a potted plant, and it goes plummeting.
Exactly, which is why you get a dune buggy and travel through New York City traffic.
I mean, motorcycle would be the safest form of transport.
Yeah.
I mean, the most unbelievable thing about this whole discussion is that Spider-Man would actually have the time to find a parking space in New York City.
Right.
I mean, like, that's, he doesn't have that. He has to be out, that's why, and he has to be out there saving, you know, saving us. Also, I guess there's the added benefit of, like, if he's web-slinging, he doesn't have to go through a door. He's like, oh, just Spider-Man's out. I don't know where he came from.
Yeah, well, I want to see the comic where it's Spider-Man waiting on the other side of the street for opposite side parking.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Like, sitting on his spider bike. Just waiting for the street sweeper to
come. Yeah, 9:58. Okay, you got two more minutes.
2 more minutes, Spider-Man.
I really enjoy when you see somebody who's waiting for alternate side parking, that they found a really interesting way to pass the time. Like, normally everyone's just, like, on their phones or taking a nap or something. But I once walked by a guy who was practicing his French horn. It's like, like, if you live in a New York City apartment and you have a French horn you need to practice, it actually felt like the ideal place to practice French horn.
You're not bugging anybody.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Well, wait, before we move on, let me do one real quick thing before I take off this helmet.
No, don't.
No, wait. Use the force, Luke.
Click.
Yes.
Let go.
You know, it's so funny, Skid. The whole time I couldn't quite put it together. I was like, something about the mic looks familiar, but I know he didn't have a freaking mic in his face. Like, and I forgot. Yeah, the little readout screen.
Luke, you've turned your mic off.
Luke, you switched off your targeting computer. Are you
all right? It's okay. I'm all right.
Well, welcome back. We're going to be playing Star Wars Age of the Rebellion again today. And so let's just get into our session. First things we're going to do is got to roll our destiny pool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's get down to business. So everyone roll. It? What?
The white one.
The white D12.
The white D12
it is.
I got my tokens today, so I'll be keeping track.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet.
Manually.
Oh, I got one black dot.
All right. Troy got one black. Skid, what did you get?
Two black dots.
Two black, I'm armed. Joe?
Two black dots.
Oh, you guys are so doomed. Rob?
One black dot.
Oh man.
So no light points.
I guess I'll just have to use some of these destiny points just to keep the economy.
Just early on, happens just when, like, Trump is on CNN. The next day, we're just flooded with dark side points.
That's what today's like.
Yeah. It's got a vent somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We're not like Darth Maul. It's just going to parachute into the middle of the scenario.
Exactly. Like, there's Eli Cavendish, assistant to the assistant of the quartermaster, and Darth Maul drops in front of him.
We're not Jedi's late.
Like, yeah, you're done. No amount of light points is going to fix that.
That was one thing I really enjoyed about the season 2 Mandalorian finale, and I will not go into details for no spoilers, but I was like, oh, like, I get the, I get, like, this whole thing they've been working so hard for, and yet one lightsaber.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to review, the things you can, I mean, things I can use those 6 dark side destiny points for. I can upgrade an ability die to a proficiency die. That's a green D8 to a yellow D12 when I'm doing a skill check. I can make one of an opponent's skill check more challenging and upgrade a difficulty die, the purple D8, to a challenge die, the red D12. Some special abilities and talents require that you use destiny points. And then you can also use them as a kind of a luck, Deus Ex Machina, Blades in the Dark flashback loadout thing if you need to kind of just influence the world around you. Okay. Well,
the red D12 is a real bastard. It's a real nightmare.
Well, don't even look at it.
When I look at it, I get sick to my stomach. Yeah. I really should stop that.
Yeah. Something's off about this.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it, Marion.
Shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes.
All right. Now we get into duty rolls. I'm going to roll, again, your duty score is going to be 45. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to roll above a 45. You haven't collectively achieved enough to positively affect your situation or outlook. If I roll below, then actually it's like you start to gain, you've started to gain recognition and you're achieving your duty has emboldened you in your efforts. And then also I've assigned you kind of randomly a range of 15 with each within that 45. If I roll in your range, you get additional mechanical benefits. So let's see what I do. I rolled a 54.
Damn it. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
So nothing happens. Okay. And Rob, as with a character from Edge of Empire, I'm going to roll obligation for you.
Right.
I rolled a 72. So that is higher than your 15. Sorry.
So that's bad.
It's bad. Well, it's not bad. It's just not. It's just not good.
So, do I take a strain, or how? Nope. Is my strain threshold lower? Oh no. Okay.
No. If I get within your threshold, your wound threshold goes up by one.
Okay. So the fact you rolled up is good.
Yeah. Well, it can only be good or neutral.
I'm a real binary person here. I need black and white. Tell me what.
You are going into this adventure just and only as yourself, which I guess is a bad thing.
It's horrifying. It's like looking at a red dye.
It's like having a red dye in your brain with you. Okay. So let's roll the crawl. So last week, our intrepid Rebel Strike Force, having taken control of the Imperial outpost known as Whisper Base on the planet of Onderon, set about securing the base and beginning their campaign on Onderon in earnest. So as you may or may not remember, Whisper Base was set up as a listening station by the sector's Moff Dardano, as a means of spying on his rival, Admiral Corlin of the Imperial Navy. Both on the same side, but they don't like each other, and Moff Dardano was a little worried about what Corlin was getting up to, so he set up this base. Consequently, that made this base is off the books for the Empire, and it made an excellent target for the Alliance, which is why you went after it. So our strike team, PRCL8, a droid sharpshooter, right, Skin? Played by Skin. Eli Cavendish, a human quartermaster or assistant to the assistant quartermaster, played by Joe.
assistant to the regional quartermaster.
Yes.
Assistant
to the regional quartermaster. Yeah. To the sector quartermaster.
Grex Jemchuk, the Mon Calamari spy, played by Troy. I'll let him introduce himself.
Yes!
There he is. and Hazma Vora, a grand mechanic, who was played by Grant in our original run. You soon met Vongar, a Wookiee hired gun with a life debt to the late Saw Gerrera, who'd come to Onderon to avenge his friend, played by Rob.
I'm sure that sounds great coming out of an iPhone.
It sounds pretty surprisingly good.
Into a microphone and through the internet.
We all know
it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you all had to deal with, you had all these prisoners you captured during the initial, let me speak actual sentences now, all these prisoners you'd captured during the initial adventure. So Hazma took the Lambda-class shuttle you'd commandeered and left the planet with the prisoners bound for the rebel cruiser Lathir, but you haven't heard if they reached the cruiser or not. You know, fingers crossed. And so the remaining rebels took stock of the situation and found that they had a finite but kind of sufficient store of supplies. You were in serious need of workers to maintain the base's listening array, called a signal intelligence array or a SIGINT array. SIGINT? SIGINT. Not sure where the stress goes. SIGINT. But you did a little research and you learned of a small village not too far away, and you visited with gifts of spare supplies, and you just discovered a village that was, while very poor, populated by a bunch of skilled hippies. And their elder, Dale Cadru, offered you workers in exchange for supplies. And Eli stepped up to negotiate, and while an accord was reached, he got a little schooled. So, all good. You're just, going to be bleeding supplies for a little while. You also learned from BX2R, or 2R, the subjugated battle droid that you rescued, that Moff Dardano's staff did a long-range comms check with the base daily. Grex, the spy, attempted to convince them that the base had been hit with a bout of flu, and it was pretty gross, but I'm not really sure how to put this in game world terms, but he rolled very poorly. So that's kind of hanging out there. You also know from 2R that an Imperial officer, who's actually a member of Admiral Corlin's staff, but's on the Moff's payroll, is due to make her bi-monthly supply drop. And I'm going to adjust and clarify the timeline here. So, because I realized I made it a little confusing. So, when you took control of the base, we'll call that day zero. On day two, we'll say you visited the village. And day four is when Varala Mishar, the Imperial officer, is due to arrive. But you're currently still on day two, because when you returned from that visit, you received a coded transmission from Alliance Command. And they alerted you that they were sending an operative to help you. But he should have arrived more than 12 hours ago, and you haven't heard a peep. And that is where we will begin. I also can remind you of your mission objectives if you'd like to hear them, or we can just dive in.
Sure. Mission objective review. I mean, we know that we have to be prepared for this supply reinforcement, whatever.
Yeah, the resupply run
tomorrow.
You know about that. That's
been taken care of by having all the people here and everything.
Well, yeah. So your objective one is secure the base and bring up to operational readiness. So you've already done that by you staffed up, right? The villagers are going to come here to work
for a consistent trade of like food and supplies to the village.
Yeah, and you're going to be sending supplies there. So you do need to figure out how you're going to keep your supplies up, whether it's from this resupply run from Varala Mishar or some other means of supply. You're good for now, but you're eventually going to need to deal with that. Objective two, monitor Imperial comms using the base's SIGINT array. Objective three, ensure your superiors at Alliance Command are apprised of all major developments on Imperial channels. Objective four, strike at any targets of opportunity revealed by the SIGINT array. And objective five, do not reveal your presence on Onderon.
Easy.
That one seems like a blanket one, really. Yeah. I feel like that would just be 1A. Just don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
So all you know from this coded transmission, which you were told not to respond to, is that this agent was supposed to arrive 12 hours ago, and you haven't seen him and you haven't heard anything.
And do we have any concept of how the agent would arrive?
Like a drop
would they
point
fly
or
on
anything?
A starship yeah. directly to this outpost, or would they land in the city and then sneak out? You know, like would they land in the city under another name or something?
You don't know. They haven't given you that information. Both of those seem like plausible routes. You were kind of, in my version of the story, you were kind of dropped in on an escape pod from orbit, so you weren't detected, and you hiked through the jungle. Mm-hmm. But he could be doing the same, or he could go into one of the cities under an assumed identity and arrive that way. You don't know.
I mean, how do we possibly find him?
We don't have any leads.
Yeah, if we can't use the comms to tell the Rebel Alliance, to tell the Alliance what's going on.
Our impression was this is a person that comes, checks things, and leaves, right?
No, they're sending you a specialist.
This is like a Rebel friend.
Ah, okay,
Rebel
so
friend.
That's not the... because there is a group that's coming to like check on things.
In 2 days, yeah.
In 2 days, all right. So this is someone who has been sent...
And this is an alliance. He's an ally, yeah. Presumably.
And is there any information on who he is or what he looks like? Or
you've got nothing.
So this is our friend.
He's your friend, yeah.
Oh, so he's probably intercepted maybe by the other base that Whisper Base was spying on, maybe.
The only thing you know, that he is supposed to provide the code word Dalgo to confirm his identity when he arrives.
Dalgo.
D-A-L-G-O.
Dalgo.
I mean, I think we have to go to the city at some point anyway to at least scope it out, and we might be able to get more supplies through this, you know, black market dealer there. We don't have to reveal identities at all to start, but I don't think it would hurt to just go in town and like keep our ear to the ground, check out for rumors, because if there's rumors of a captured Rebel operative, it might be, you know, might give us a lead.
Yeah. And do we know if there's an Imperial presence in the city too?
Yeah. So you know from intel reports, it basically like the Empire took control of Onderon, and they've installed like what's essentially like a Vichy government. And Iziz is the capital city. That's the closest city.
Iziz.
That's where you two are. Also provided you info that he was bought by the base's former commander, Lieutenant Serev, from a junk dealer in the city who provides kind of military surplus and kind of repaired items with not too many questions asked. So you know there you have someone there that you could go to for supplies, you know, if you're willing to negotiate or, you know, mm-hmm. make your offers.
We are not accurately monitoring Imperial signals yet, or we
you,
are.
You are. You just have. There's just so much of it, right? The Signature is able to pick up every single bit of comms chatter. So if you want it, you're perfectly welcome to look through it. It's just going to take you time.
Yeah, spend time focusing on that.
What would be interesting there, though, is if they did intercept this. If the other base did intercept our alliance member, we would hear that on the comms. One would think.
Right. So maybe we could look. Why don't we split the party?
It's always a good idea. I think
Always a good idea.
Can we get what's the name of the helper droid? BB. What's his name?
BX2R or 2R for sure.
2R. Can we get 2R to do a fucking short circuit and just go like and like scan through all this stuff much faster than we could?
I am not a superhuman. But yes, he could help you. So yeah, if you want to have 2R roll the check, he can. It's basically like afternoon. It's going to take you like half a day. You don't have the shuttle. So it's going to take you like half a day on the speeder bikes to get to Aziz. So, I mean, you could spend the evening working together to kind of sort through the comms and see if you find anything.
And go the next day.
Yeah, Grex's assumption actually sounds pretty, you know, pretty logical. So, and then set out the next morning, or you could leave tonight.
We have 2 days, but
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I was only thinking the every hour counts with this rebel operative being missing.
Unless we all wear matching T-shirts that say Dalgo and walk around town,
and if somebody say Dalgo, 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 Dalgo,
Dalgo, Dalgo, Dalgo,
Dalgo. Dalgo.
We can, but more minds on the comms dump will help to try to pull something out of there.
Is it a perception check to like sift through the...
I was going to let you make your case to me or for what skill you'd like to read. Because it's not like you have to... You could roll. You could, that would be tougher. You're arguing with 2R. You're like, get off my... This is my stack.
Wookiee's just trying to smash the computer open for the valuable secrets inside.
The files are in the computer? I mean, I'll let you make your case. I mean, perception sounds logical to me. Computers would also work. I would also let you roll, like, skullduggery if you wanted to, or streetwise, something like that, if you were trying to, you know...
I have good skullduggery!
All right. Grex, you can roll skullduggery. So it's going to be a hard check. So whoever wants to roll it can roll it.
I'm going to roll. So since you're doing skullduggery, how about I'll do computers? Does that work, Matthew? Or should that only be for operating computers? Like, can it be for finding stuff within computers?
I mean, if you can tell me how you're using computers to roll this check, I'm perfectly open to it.
I think I'm using it to sift out bad information more quickly, like mundane information more quickly. Like maybe like picking
using
certain
like a plugin as a filter.
Yeah, like using certain filters to like dump spam. Like, you know what I mean? Like routine reports or things that are like not even that like are automated. So, you know what I mean? Like maybe I could find those and does that work for you, Matthew?
Works for me.
I'll just say he's using a computer. Just seems pretty.
Also a strong.
I'm
going
to try to find them using a computer. Matt.
Yeah, how's that?
All right,
shut up. The explosions are canceled out by the hexagons, right?
By the triangle-y things.
The triangle-y things. That's a failure.
Oh, what's the hexagon thing?
That's a threat.
That's threat.
That's canceled. Oh. That fight. That goes off against advantage.
Oh dear. All right. And then what's a pow?
That's a success.
That's a success.
All right. So 3 success, 3 threat. And one of those half circle thingies that look like.
So your threat and your advantage.
Advantage. All right. So
your
then
your advantage, 2 threat. Cancel out.
2 threat, 3 successes.
Wow. Interesting roll.
Great. All right.
Interesting. That is an interesting.
And we're supposed to roll 3 purple die, right?
You've been skulldogged.
2 yes. purple, right?
I said it was an. I thought it was a hard check. Right?
Hard 3.
Yeah, so 3.
Damn it all to poop.
Oh, dear.
That's all right. You got enough.
All right.
That's
two of the triangle thingies.
Oh, man. So you're down to 1 success.
So okay. So you have 1 success and net 2 threat, Troy? Is that what you said? You landed?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Joe, what did you get?
Looking at it now, it's looking juice. It's juice. Well, no, it's not. Same as Troy. 1 success, 1 threat.
Okay. All right. So I want to reward both your successes, but the threat is the interesting thing here. Okay, I'm just going to interpret threat as time. So, say with each of your one threat, it's going to it takes you. You're able to get some information that I'll give to you, but it's going to. It takes you all night, or so you don't get a full night's rest. And
you guys never learn to type. You only type with two fingers.
Yeah, they're hunt and peck, like
hunt and peckers. Well, I mean, Grex. It must be harder for Grex to type. I have to say, I don't.
Oh, my slippers are all over that fucking keyboard.
I have very dexterous fingers. They're viscous. I've learned to manipulate the keys in a different way.
Maybe Mon Calamari have prehensile toes.
Don't worry about how I do it.
Okay. So
basically, your business.
While I'm doing it.
Don't look at my mashing. Don't look at
mashing
me.
His genitals into the keyboard.
Let's use my dexterous genitals.
Don't look while I'm doing it.
I have seven down there.
All right.
It's
canon now.
Seven pieces.
They all act independently.
They're all tiny corkscrews.
Not unlike our human fingers.
He makes air quotes with his prehensile genitals. Finger.
Prehensile you can't see, but I'm quoting with my penises.
Okay. So you two are going to start the day with one strain each.
Oh, so you just take you add a strain?
You take a strain. You have a strain threshold that will be.
I see. Okay.
All right. Start the day with a strain. Got it. Yes.
Okay. But here's the information you get. You're able to sort through the chatter using, we'll say your skullduggery allows you to kind of like get a sense of the code words and the jargon that they use, and your computer skill. Eli allows you to you run a program and you're able to kind of sort a lot of the signal from the noise, and what you discover is that it has been chatter about the customs office in Aziz has discovered some irregularities in the cargo of a ship that arrived with when you would have expected your contact. Okay. And he's been captured.
He's been detained.
This you are able to. You think you're pretty sure that he hasn't been referred to Jiren Base, which is the Imperial base on planet. That he's still in Aziz and he's still being held at the customs headquarters. So you would, I mean, like your guess then is that they don't know he's a rebel spy,
right? I was just going to say that they probably don't think he's probably not suspected of being a rebel spy, but he has some sort of contraband that. That was like, you got to ask questions.
Yeah, you don't know what the contraband is. You don't know what he was bringing. But
it might not even be contraband. It might just be like a complication. They have to hold him while they look at
the right paperwork.
Right, exactly.
Yes, but okay. He is being held for the moment.
Okay, so we fly to the city. And we're standing outside the front doors of the city.
Okay,
so teleport there.
Before you get in the transporter, the city is under Imperial control. So if you're just going to, you're going to show up in... Well, actually, give me a... Anybody have Streetwise?
I don't think that's one of my jams.
No.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a rank in it, can you roll it based on just the ability?
Yes.
The requisite ability?
You the characteristic.
It would just be green. Whatever green dice for cunning.
I could try that.
So yeah. For Streetwise, it would be, I believe, intellect. No, it's cunning. Cunning.
Oh, it is?
Who's got good cunning? Anyone?
That makes a lot of sense.
I have a 3 for cunning.
I mean, here's the thing. It's very unlikely to succeed, but there's definitely a chance.
Well, this is I want to get a sense of your understanding of the intel. So this is going to be an average check.
Average check. Okay. I'm going to try it real fast. Let's see. Oh, wow. No successes to...
Advantage. Okay. Troy, anything? Are you rolling?
Oh, you want me to roll it? Okay. And is it hard again?
Average.
It's average. I rolled two.
Two.
You rolled two
successes? I rolled as well.
And what'd you get, Skid?
I got one success with my one cunning.
Nice. Wow.
All right. 3 success, 1 threat, and then one of these cool symbols here.
Is that the triumph?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's triumph. Oh, so
that's
you have
a crit.
No threat.
So no threat. And 3 successes.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna triumph.
Grex has read the briefing materials very well, and all of you and PRCLA you have his tubage, but Grex has really spent some time with him.
And he just saw something. He exclaims.
He's such a great spy. He's just like everything about so him subtle. Is just so
holy shit. Would you like to play some poker sometime?
He's just like screaming out of nowhere like all the time.
He's holding him like up to his side eye. Just really
like every good
all
undercover
this
agent.
Just falls out of your mouth.
So
damn it, that's for later.
All right. What do so I you know, discover? You know, Aziz is under Imperial control. It's been garrisoned. It's like there's Imperial military crawling over the city. Also, you know that the Empire is a kind of human supremacist organization. They it would be unusual to say the least if non-human or droid folks were wandering around out in the open. However, the merchant's quarter of Aziz is still open for business, and the Empire has allowed that. So there actually it's a fairly cosmopolitan sector of the city. So there, it is not unusual for aliens, droids, people from all planets to be walking around openly and freely, making commerce happen.
Doing business.
That said, the city is walled to keep it's always been walled. That's to keep the jungle from encroaching. So you're going to need to get past an Imperial checkpoint just to get into the city. So you need to have some kind of story. Yeah.
Can I throw something out there?
Yeah, please.
I believe Troy's backstory, if I remember correctly, is that his father actually was some sort of Imperial something or other, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
which would be a unique situation. Line. So, could Troy just pretend to be his dad?
Don't we all?
Unless he's on the planet, which, what could be a thing. But that could be one option is... Because I bet especially the Imperials, they're like, all these Mon Cal look the same, whatever.
Yeah.
Put on a little officer hat.
Like your Admiral Prawn.
There you go. Yeah.
It may be quite difficult. My father and I have different voices. He sounds more like this.
Ah.
The question is just, would an average Imperial guard know the difference? That's all.
No.
Exactly.
You do have Imperial...
I could not tell the difference between your two voices.
Yeah.
Skullduggery!
Sorry.
Well, you are jet lagged.
You are this.
I was just going to interject to add that you do have Imperial uniforms and stormtrooper uniforms and sentry uniforms amongst your assets because they were...
Yeah, but we also have... a Wookiee.
Well, what does that mean?
I mean, an Imperial uniform is not going to do anything for you.
Unless we put these binders on him and do the old New Hope.
You'd think the Empire would finally be wise to that tactic.
All those people died that saw that.
I know. Millions of people died as a result of someone using this gambit.
Yeah.
So
Posters everywhere over every Imperial base, like a picture of like someone, a Wookiee with handcuffs. And
there's
a
no Star Wars Twitter.
Don't let this happen to you.
Yeah, don't let this happen. There'd be commercials. There'd be a whole ad campaign, like everything.
To be fair, like it didn't work all that well then either. Where are you taking this thing?
I have transferred from cell block 1138.
I haven't been notified.
How many of these games just evolve into people quoting Star Wars scenes for like minutes on edge?
I would think 100%.
I mean, I will.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we think that is. You could go in disguise. That's an option.
We could go as two different groups as well. We don't have to be one group. Like you could be an Imperial agent with a stormtrooper with a stormtrooper kind of bodyguard, and then a Wookiee and a droid that are doing commerce. You know what I mean? That are traders. get into the city for two different reasons, but then meet up in the city.
Sure.
That's fine. Matthew's got to do two different schemes, though. That would be great.
You got to roll two different checks.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Okay. Because I think that Wookiee Droid Commerce combo makes a lot of sense. And I could see, and Eli could easily fit in either. I'm thinking more like Imperial Underling, right? Like, so he's not a stormtrooper, doesn't have like weaponry and shit. He's just sort of like a page or something. So he's got like the high collar and it's just like all dressed up next to the Imperial agent.
All right. So
Grex.
Grex is going as an officer, or you're both going as officers, but Grex is going as the superior
officer. The superior officer, yeah.
Okay, great.
You see Grex looking throughout the base for anything he could use as paint, because his father wasn't completely blue. It was blue mottled with red, and so he's just looking for anything, and if he can't find anything, he'll just take one of the bodies and rip it apart and use blood to change his skin color. Because that's what they do in Star Wars movies.
That's right. Lots
maul
of
corpses.
And graphic violence.
I'm ready to go!
He's like dripping blood.
Right. Tell me, do I look older?
I'll say you're able to find some a food product that you're able, a dehydrated something that's got an ochreish rusty red that you can
have
use.
You considered trying blush?
and then CLA pulls out a little puff and starts doing his makeup.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, all right. So you each set off on speeder bikes, I'm assuming, and about a half. You ride through the jungle. About a half day's journey later, you arrive at the city gate. So, who arrives first? And we'll sort through that.
We arrive first. The Imperial.
All right. So there's a group of stormtroopers are guarding the walls, along with two sentries.
Matthew, can you remind us, do we have any light side points, or is it all dark?
It's all dark, man.
Oh, it is all dark. Okay.
This is a bad day. Also, I want to recognize Danger Box suggests Rouge Squadron.
That's also
Nice, Danger. Nice.
Is that what you're going to call yourself?
We should.
Rouge Squadron. Yes. Operation Rouge Squadron. It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Well, this is Operation Shadow.
Ruse works as well, yeah. Ruse or Rouge.
Ruse Squadron.
Yeah, sorry, did you say Ruse or Rouge?
Ruse or Rouge?
Yeah. Rouge?
Ruse Squadron?
All right.
See,
they're
too busy trying to figure out what we mean, and then boom, dead.
So Troy is like, legit jet lagged. He got in from the West Coast at about 2:30 in the morning. So I really just want to keep kicking it to him. So you're in charge, yeah. Troy, as we approach the stormtroopers.
The sentry comes up and is like, he salutes you. And he's like, state your business.
You are wise to salute me. You have respected my position. I shall talk to my superior about giving you a promotion. Good day.
Any more stormtroopers questions?
No, we just start walking by.
That is like the great path to a career advancement.
You don't even ask his name. Like,
it's how to get to know.
What would you like to roll?
I don't think he has to. I think he's
proven
his point.
I wish I put a point in cool. That's going to be deception, because I have two pips in deception, so I'll have two yellows and a green.
Oh, that's good.
That is going to, it's going to be a hard check.
Hard check, even though I'm a superior, John?
I know what he's about to do. Go ahead, Matthew.
The Empire is racist, and you're Mon Calamari.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, it is very racist.
Yep.
That is cool.
You're lucky I didn't put a setback die in there.
I thought, that's what I thought you were about to do. I saw you be like,
Yeah, you got to start spending those, Matthew, or we're not going to get them.
We're never going to get them.
Right. I guess Matthew just wants to get us in the city. And then and then he can
I only have 2 hours.
Exactly.
Okay.
Read the bones.
Right, so that's going
what
to be...
do the bones portend?
It's like reading tea leaves. All right, so I have to roll one more of these. Great. It is going to be a cumulative one. What's the opposite of threat?
Advantage.
Advantage.
One advantage. That's it.
Oh, so no
success.
No success. It was canceled out.
So
with advantage.
Okay, so I'm going to say the advantage is they don't immediately start shooting you, but they like this the sentry signals to the stormtroopers and they stand at attention and block the gate to the city. I'm sorry, sir. I need to see your identification and your I need to see your papers and your. To log this, I need a reason for you entering the city.
How
you
dare
don't
you
need
speak
to see his identification?
Sorry,
you're not there.
Oh, sorry. Well, the power of the Jedi, Matthews, to say if he's not there,
I'm force projecting into there. That's what I'm. Yeah.
What did you say? What did you want to say, Eli?
I'm trying to look at my skills here, and the problem is. My deception isn't great. But I mean, I got to try something.
I could kick at you. I'd be like, good! I tested you, and you passed! Show them the paperwork, assistant!
It's a low profile.
Low profile.
Screaming like their like
that's,
their hair is going
repeatedly
back.
To call me corporal. And I will.
My personal assistant carries my paperwork.
This blast of air that smells like a wharf at low tide like hits him in the face.
And I will fumble around and show them the papers that I forged back at the base in preparation for this question.
Great. What skill did you use to forge this paperwork?
Skullduggery.
Skullduggery.
All right, so roll me a skullduggery to determine the quality of the paperwork, and then you have to roll me something for this situation, too. Oh.
Should I roll the skullduggery since I have a point in it?
Okay, so you forged the paperwork.
You can assist.
I have a point in it.
I wrote it in my very own ink.
So one
the personal touch.
I wrote it in my very own ink. Yeah, it's actually, just to nerd out a second on the game, it's very cool because skullduggery is baked right into the quartermaster because they're like, no quartermaster, even the most legit quartermaster, can like totally supply an army, especially a rebellion, without getting a little dirty, getting their hands a little dirty. So skullduggery is a class skill for quartermaster.
Well, I think you can roll
like the
it.
Marine like thesis.
Yeah,
because they have to like requisition. They have to get so much of their supply from the Navy, so it's just like they're used to stealing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you said this was easy, right? Awesome.
The skullduggery check will be difficult.
Okay. You win.
Hard. I'm sorry. And I've completely blanked on how aiding works in this game. I'm assuming you roll and you add. Hold on, give me a minute.
When aid means you take the best of both person's attribute and skill level.
Got it. So, right. Okay.
Okay.
But yours are the same.
Yeah, I have one in skullduggery and two in cunning. What do you have, Troy?
I have one in skullduggery, three in cunning.
Okay, so it would be an added green die to my check, right? Because it's three.
I defer to you, Skid. I don't. I'm,
yeah, if I were to roll skullduggery, it's one yellow, two green.
And that's what it would be for me, too. So if we work together, it's one yellow, two green, basically.
Yeah, so my higher cunning makes no difference.
It does in this check. Like it bumps this check. Okay. And then we use my skullduggery, which is the same as yours.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Great. Roll it.
Okay. Okay. One success, one success, and this kind of makes sense, two threat.
Okay, so the papers...
I rolled a lot. I rolled multiple fails. I rolled multiple advantage, but it all netted out to one success, two threat.
So here's what I'll roll. You had to stay up even later to complete these documents.
So more strain.
So take another strain.
Okay.
You said net two threat?
Net two threat, yeah.
Take two more strain.
Okay.
Yeah, do I take a strain?
Well, I mean, this situation alone, it's just like, you know, your freaking pulse in your neck. It's like, thud, 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 thud. Just like, please don't look at my neck and see.
So I will, now for this situation, you're presenting the, like, presenting the papers and passing them off as legit. I'm going to either need a cool roll, a deception roll, or a coercion roll.
I have a good deception.
Okay. All right, so you do you have two yellows and a green in
deception? Oh, here are the papers right here.
What an incredible liar.
Completely out of his mind.
All right. Here are the completely authentic paperwork.
This is demented lobster spy. It's just so wonderful.
Hard check. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hard again. God, I only I do have.
Hit him in the face. You're in my blind spot.
You have to stand off to one side or the other.
Okay. All right. God. No success is net one advantage. So I guess you call that a failure.
With advantage.
Wait. No, I'm sorry. The only thing that negates successes is the triangle.
The triangle.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So no, three successes and net two threat.
So the sentry takes the papers, and he takes them to the office and he nods to the stormtroopers to keep an eye on you. I'm going to interpret the threat as time again. He takes them. He calls it in. And he makes you wait there for like an hour.
Oh my God.
And eventually
and the whole time Eli's like, I think we have to run. I think we have to run.
Yeah. But eventually he comes out and he goes,
and Greg's just like, calm down.
my apologies, sir. Apologies for the wait. You understand we have to do this by the book.
How dare you?
I really do apologize, but please, welcome to Aziz.
God, nothing pisses me off more than an entitled assistant. It's like the worst.
I know, it is like...
How dare you?
You should know this, though! I saw the way you looked at me! I saw the way you stared at my antennae! Though we are different, our blood is the same! If I cut you... Does your blood not come out green and burn the ground? I will no longer be promoting you. Good night.
Just as Shakespeare wrote it.
It's the worst spy like ever.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I've
never heard the xenomorph's blood described quite that way either. Like,
it comes out green and burns the ground.
Let's not come out green and burn the ground.
Oh my God.
I'm loving this version of Merchant of Venice.
Yeah.
Oh, my stomach.
I had to address their racism. Yeah, see, every spy trying to
keep
a low profile.
You see what I was getting at,
ever.
Right?
Every spy.
All right. And an appropriate amount of time later, Vongar and CLA, you arrive at the gate.
Guys.
I mean, we just must have been in that line for an hour.
You were waiting online.
I've staggered this so strategically well.
I hate waiting. I hate lines.
So I have an idea, and CLA will hate this, but perhaps Vondar is a Wookiee stevedore who is delivering a new coffee maker to the Imperial garrison.
Mm-hmm.
Take my arms and legs off and my gun, put it in a duffel bag, and carry me in that way.
Can you be in a backpack that I have on?
Sure.
3PO style?
Yeah, I think there's some canonical...
It's like poetry. It rhymes.
Yeah, it's like poetry.
Okay, so you're removing CL8's arms and legs and putting his trunk and head
on my back.
on Vongar's back.
Yeah, except his head is pointed the same direction as Vongar's face. So it looks, you know, there's like a little head coming off of Vongar's
like
shoulder.
Like in Jedi Survivor, the
little little BD1 action.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you arrive at the gate and the sentry looks at you and you're this war-ravaged Wookiee and a battle droid on his back. State your business, thing.
I have here in my possession a calf machine that's being delivered by, it's a tribute to the Imperial garrison here from the lowland people of Onderon. And so here I present to you this sentient coffee machine. Best in the galaxy. It once was stationed at... Where were you stationed before?
I was like looking back to the droid head.
I was stationed on Coruscant, and I'd love to make you a coffee today.
Hi. Sentry looks a little funny, but...
Would you like cream and sugar?
I mean, the question, Matthew, is what does it say in the book that you do against this exact scheme?
Luckily, there is something in the module.
Yeah. Which I'm sure they've laid out a response
to. Sure, Joseph Campbell came up with this.
If the PCs disassemble a droid and say he's a coffee maker, and if the speaking PC is a Wookiee, do the following.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it an average check because a lot of commerce does happen, like flows through in and out of the gates. Mm-hmm. But I am going to, what do you want to roll, Rob?
Oh, this is rough. I didn't think I was going to have to talk to anybody for this entire session. I could, these are all real rough. I'm gonna, the only thing I got is coercion. So maybe it'd be like, the guy's like pausing for a second. The Wookiee's just staring at him. It's like, is there a problem?
7 foot tall Wookiee.
Yeah. And just kind of like Wookiee puffs his chest out a bit.
Okay, great. So roll your coercion. I'm gonna use it's an average check, but I'm going to use a force point or a destiny point to downgrade. I'm going to upgrade one of your difficulty die to a challenge die.
Ooh. Okay, so it's one purple, one red.
Yeah.
And it's going against one green and one yellow, baby.
Okay. Evenly matched.
Yeah.
May the force be with you.
That didn't go great. It's just a threat. I failed. Got one threat.
Okay. The sentry looks at you and says, your tribute is much appreciated. Enjoy Aziz. And the gate opens.
Whoa.
But exactly as I plan.
Oh, man, Matthew, that's so dirty. That's dirty pool.
It's dirty business.
Something bad's gonna happen to you.
All right, so we start just walking in.
Yep, just walking in.
Okay, yeah, it worked.
All right, let's say you all rendezvous somewhere at an agreed upon meeting point. What's your plan?
Let's just say that our plan is to, can we ditch the costumes and shit inside
sure.
the city? Does that sound good to you guys? Because you got problems if you got Imperial agents just chumming around with a Wookiee.
Yeah.
You know,
once we're in, I mean, we don't.
Right.
Hopefully don't need them necessarily. So
you find a telephone booth somewhere and just change.
Yeah.
I wipe the okra stains off my shell.
Great. So we're gonna change and we'll just be, you know, if anybody accosts us in there, we'll be, you know, merchants basically.
All right,
so are we putting CL8's appendages back on?
Yes.
Yeah. What have you done? I'm backwards.
And okay, so now we are going to crap on a stick. How do we just like walk into customs? That's not possible.
That's a right? It's like the custom house.
Yeah, it's the custom house. Would you like to go there?
Let's just go first. And let's just go there under the guise that we're just looking for information about import export laws on, you know, different types of spices or something. Just, you know, we're trying to get information. We're thinking about opening a business.
Yeah.
Okay. So the customs house is in the inner quarter, and you can walk there. And you get there. The customs house is an imposing 3-story building of local stone reinforced with Duracrete. From your briefing materials, I'll carry over Troy's success, his triumph in reading the briefing materials. You know that this was once a treasury office for the royal family that was appropriated during the imperial takeover. That's kind of a symbol of the new authority. So if you're going to case the joint, I imagine just to see what's going on. It's a kind of brutalist building surrounded by other brutalist buildings. So give me a perception check and we can see what you notice going on.
All of us?
Yeah.
Any difficulty die for that?
It's easy. Let's say it's easy. You could also roll skullduggery if you wanted to get a different kind of...
I do.
Okay, great. So you roll skullduggery. Everybody else roll perception.
I'm going to roll skullduggery.
I don't perceive anything this session either.
I have the same skull in both, so...
Holy shisa.
Two success, two advantage.
Okay, great.
Hold, fellow merchants!
4 success, 2 threat.
Okay.
I got 2 success. I don't know how that happened.
2 success, great. And CL8?
I got a success.
Okay, you all succeed. And Troy, you got advantage, right? And everybody else?
2 advantage, yeah.
And Joe, I got 2 threat.
2 threat.
So okay. The party evened out, Matthew.
Yeah.
Pardon even now. Okay, so you notice that there's a front entrance and a rear entrance. Your skullduggery will reveal that, weirdly, the front entrance is less guarded. There's just a pair of troopers out front, but the back actually has, let me give you the exact numbers here.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time, from startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Hi, we're Meg Bashwinner.
And Joseph Fink.
Of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer-rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a double patrol. There's 4, so there's going to be 4 troopers out back. Your skullduggery check, I'll say, reveals and with the advantage, I'll give you this information. The buildings are actually rather close together. And you notice that the neighboring buildings have kind of mirroring windows.
Who's got a grapple hook? What's the name? What do we know? What the neighboring buildings are?
Yeah. What are the neighboring buildings?
Are there signs?
You do know what the neighboring building. The one to the right is a locked warehouse, and the one to the left is a government data archive.
Ooh.
You also notice there's a roof entrance on the top of the customs house.
Ooh, man.
But hold on, I got to interpret Joe's threat. So, okay.
I think you're good. Don't worry about it. Don't tax yourself.
Joe, you take a minute to do this. You have to, like, you haven't cased a joint before. You're kind of, you stand out a little bit. And CL8, you notice that with your success, that you're being followed. You know, it's like a what's his name? Garindan from New Hope.
Oh, with the long snout?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
We're being followed by one of those horrible things.
Oh, no. Well, perhaps we should split up. Perhaps that would help. I'd like to try to look in from these windows over here, this data archive. I think I could tuck my way in and at least get a look. Perhaps we could see something that could direct our attentions better once we're inside the customs house.
I think if if we split into two parties, then they'll be forced to follow one of them and the other one can take advantage. Maybe we should check out the warehouse.
Yes!
Okay. What's the split?
I'm fine going alone if you three want to go together.
We'll go to the warehouse.
Sure.
CLA.
Yeah, that just seems more dangerous, I think.
Grex and Vangar. We'll go to the warehouse.
Feels like the warehouse would be the better option if we need to, like, break in, go up, and then get in, you know, a mirrored window or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the warehouse is locked. It also is, it seems unguarded. From what you can tell in your casing. The lock is computerized, so you think you might be able to slice it. But you could also, you as a spy, Grex, you have ways that you can enter with physical means, and that would be a skullduggery check.
So many subtle, quiet ways for Grex.
Subtle, quiet techniques.
I mean, I have computers too, but also couldn't the Wookiee just break it?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh.
Oh,
what? It's a big door.
All right, hold.
Big Wookiee.
This is my area of expertise.
Oh, wait. So did we see? Did the person following, or do we need to make a check to see which direction our tail went?
He's roll perception.
What does that involve again? Two. Is it a two? Is it a two difficulty?
Oh, yeah, I should tell you how hard it is. Let's say it's an average difficulty, so.
Two.
One success, two threat.
The guy tailing you has stayed with you. You, Vangar, CL8, and Grex.
Okay.
He is still watching.
And it's just one of them?
Yeah.
He's watching us break into this warehouse.
Well, you haven't started breaking in yet.
Maybe Vangar will, is he a stormtrooper or is Imperial garb or, oh no, you said it's a Garindan.
It's a Garindan. He's Garindan's brother.
What of those horrible things?
Merindan.
Perhaps you, Vangar, peel off, and if he keeps eyes on us while we try to break in, murder him!
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Murder him either way, just to be safe.
CL8. Ice cold. So, ice cold.
The Wookiee will start sort of like looking around. It's probably not the best actor. It's like looking, maybe it has like a brochure for Iziz or whatever. Just like looking around, like, oh. Then starts like feeling off and like double backing around the Garindan. Merindan.
All right, do you want to roll deception, streetwise?
Oh, man, these are not... Do I want to roll?
Would you prefer to roll which of those skills? I'll rephrase.
I will say, when he does that, I want to go straight to work on the lock to try and draw attention if that changes, you know, the sort of difficulty or anything.
Oh, let's do deception. Wait.
Hold on. So Vongar is trying to pull the spy away from you, and you want to pull the spy's attention back on you?
I basically want to keep the spy's attention. Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to do. I think I was trying to keep the spy's attention on us just so he could kill him. But yeah.
Well, okay, all right, here's this for a goal. What if I just kind of want to, like disappear, even though I'm 7 feet tall, into the like the bazaar, right? And do the thing that you always see in movies where like suddenly you're with the tail, you're with Mirindin, is looking around, like can't find him, and then I come up behind him like boom and I fucking punch him in the face.
Okay. Yeah. I mean streetwise would work
or
for
pull
that.
Him into an alley, you know what I mean?
Or yeah. Skullduggery or stealth.
Yeah, I mean okay, let's do stealth.
Alright, yeah. Do stealth.
And I want to, with the group's permission, I would like to use a force point.
Yeah,
to upgrade this
for sure. Great. Do we have one?
Do we have one?
We do now because he
oh, because
forced a challenge die on the other thing.
Is there one force point? But it's
you're gonna upgrade
good use
of your one of your dice.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll two because I have three agility, but not anything in stealth.
Okay, great. I'm a Wookiee. I'm going to say you're a Wookiee, so I'm going to say this is in, but the bazaar is pretty hectic, so. Let's go average check with a setback die.
Average. Okay, so one of these purples is getting upgraded.
No. It'll be two purples.
Oh, the setback is the black.
Add a black.
Die. Okay, gotcha. Okay. We're looking good here. This cancels this. This cancels it. One success.
Okay. Nice. All right. Awesome.
You are able to lose him in the crowd and sneak back around behind him.
Awesome.
What would you like to? What would you like to do now?
I would like to
tear his arms
like,
off.
A lot of
tear
people
his arms
like,
off. I was going to say that.
Something subtle. I think I would like to use the hilt because I have a great vibro sword, think I can like pull this thing out and be like because I like slice four people in half at one time. Just like I've never seen hacky sacks at a bazaar booth, but all they're handmade. But I also want to use a melee. So can I use like the hilt of the thing to just fucking bash him in the face, like kind of from behind?
You just whack
You can. It's, you can just... it probably would attract attention. I would say that. So you could also try to. There are alleyways. There are. If you wanted to get pull him away and kind of murder him and
okay, yeah, all right. So here's what I want to do. So yeah, I want to come up behind him and I want to grab his fucking snout from behind and I want to twist it up and pull him backwards into an alley.
Okay, so awesome. Roll. Oh, I don't know how it managed this. Okay, roll brawl.
Uh huh.
And then I'll have you roll coercion with an if you succeed with a boost.
Okay, brawl. What's the difficulty?
Average check. All melee combat checks are average.
So that's two purple. All right.
And throw in a setback. Throw in a setback because you're in public and you're trying to do this somewhere.
I already rolled, Matthew. Okay. Okay. So that's the. Oh shit. Okay, I got one advantage. I failed, but I got an advantage.
All right, so you try to grab this. You're pretty subtle, so no one notices you do this except for him.
Right,
but he is able. He like at the last second is like whoa, and moves out of the way. two of you are going to need to know now. Everyone, roll initiative.
Okay,
what is that?
So initiative can either be. Let me pull up my combat cheat sheet here.
Combat cheat sheet.
I got the one blank on the yellow.
Oh, the one side that's blank.
Yeah.
So initiative is either cool or vigilance.
Okay.
Cool. Or vigilance. How do I not have
that's right.
Vigilance. All right, so it's the same ship. So two greens.
And oh, and it's like one side will go and like. Isn't that how or
we determine the slots, but then within each, any of you can go in the PC slots, and any of the my people can go within the NPC slots.
Right, a success with two advantage.
Okay, so all we care about is success until we hit a tie. So Troy has two,
one's One success.
Oh, Troy has one.
Yeah, two advantage.
Rob, what do you have?
One success, one advantage.
You also have one advantage, Troy?
No, I had two advantage.
Okay, great. Joe, what'd you get?
I didn't roll. I'm not there. Do you want me to roll?
You're nearby. Yeah, I would say everybody roll, and then we'll just see how this plays out.
All right, so you're just rolling the die. You're not doing any negative dice.
No difficulty die.
No difficulty die. Three successes.
Wow. Okay. Great.
I am vigilant as
Skid.
Nothing.
No successes.
Yeah.
Great. Wow. Well, he's going to go first.
Bring it.
So, say Marindon goes first.
Marindon.
Okay. He is going to
battle this up.
Give me a minute while I draw up the character for a person that I did not think would be involved in combat.
Matthew, never
Runs
tell
across
him.
The board.
Just start rolling die and being like, oh, shit. Oh, man, you're down.
It's okay. I have a template.
Oh, he's
okay.
A Sith.
Okay.
Oh, no.
His
nose is a lightsaber.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
He is going to try to just escape. He's just kind of going to try to get away. So he's going to disengage and just try to move. And he's going to do three maneuvers. So combat, little combat refresher. You get one maneuver and one action. And we're going to do this all theater of the mind. One maneuver is enough to get you from engaged to short range, and from short range to medium range. And you can also trade in one of your actions for two maneuvers. So you can do three maneuvers in one round if you need to. So he is going to kind of escape and just try to run. He will disengage. That's one maneuver, and then do two more maneuvers. And he's now at medium range. So medium range is basically like the opposite sides of a room. It's an average shot with a blaster. Okay. And then Joe, any of you can now go in order. So in whatever order you want to go.
So
now,
since I'm the one that's here, right? Or is anyone else seeing this? Or is
I
it?
I guess we could see this.
You'd probably be keeping an eye. You, CLA, are probably keeping an eye out. Also,
yeah,
with your
I'm probably
robotic
watching
vision.
What
because I was
doing.
Thinking of just grabbing something at one of the booths and fucking throwing it at them. Like if there's like a frying pan salesman, grab a frying pan and throw. You know what I mean? Whatever, like is like something that would hurt. Him.
Yeah. Okay.
But then they'll pull out a knife and start laughing, and you'll go, right. And then you can run away.
Yeah, exactly. Even though I'm a Wookiee.
Right. Okay. So let's say your maneuver is grabbing a frying pan.
Yeah, a Star Wars frying pan.
A Star Wars frying pan.
An Ewok. Huh? Joe didn't even hear that. Look at him.
I was reading a rules correction.
Damn, that's my one chance to impress Joe.
You can only perform two maneuvers, max.
You can never perform more than two maneuvers under any circumstances. It sounds pretty definitive.
Thought I read something different, but I believe. All right, so he's at short range.
Even better.
And he pulls out his comm unit.
His what?
His comm unit.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, yeah, so you want to use what would you use to throw it? Athletics?
Is it not ranged light? I guess it's not.
No, that's more, I mean, I guess you could make the case.
Athletics
it's
works.
Light.
Either it's the same. Actually, it's probably better for me if it's athletics.
Do athletics.
Athletics.
Okay. All right, so I grab this fucking Ewok and I throw it like a frisbee. Like a.
Okay.
And what's the... It's two?
So he's at short range, so this would now be an easy shot if it were a blaster. But this is... I would say this is going to be an average check because you're trying to throw a frying pan like a...
And it's that? Okay. Yeah. And it's an athletics check. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fuck this guy. All right. So that's that. And then this cancels... This. So two success, two advantages.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice.
You hit him, definitive. And I have no idea what kind of damage this is going to do. I'm going to try to look up what kind of damage it does, but I'm going to resolve the advantage and say he drops the commune.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
The maneuver to grab it, and then the action, to action to throw.
And then the person at the booth is like, hey, that's my Ewok.
I do the cool, like, solo, like, that. Yeah, I do the solo, like, sorry about the mess. And, like, flick him a credit for whatever. Yeah.
Yub nub, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Who would like to go next? Grex, if you want to make your computers check, I'll allow you to do it.
That's what I think I'm going to do here, because I feel like, looking back, the Wookiee's got this under control. So I'll use computers here. It could be Skullduggery. It's the same. I have the same. How many purples?
Good question. This is...
What is the strength of this lock?
Right here in the module. This is going to be a hard computers check.
Okay. Do we have any... Destiny points?
You do not.
We don't.
Well, shit. All right, let's see what happens. Okay. That's one success with three threat.
Okay.
Which seems about right for the scene.
Yeah.
The doors open, and then the alarm starts blaring.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right, who's going next?
Oh, man. Really, there's only one thing I can do, and it's not really right for what's happening. All I can do is shoot people.
Well, I will say, when the alarm starts blaring, the two stormtroopers at the front of the customs house notice.
Okay. And they're coming this way?
It's not their turn yet.
Okay.
Do you have, Skid, do you have like a, you know, what's that called? Like a scomp or whatever the thing that can like go into the, was that just an astromech thing? You know, your little robo dick that can go into the thing and, and hack. Yeah.
No, my little, no, I don't have
I didn't mean
those.
To get personal about it. I don't know what your droid has and doesn't have.
I am fully functional.
I am fully functional. No, this is like not, he's not programmed for this at all. I think I'm just going to have my repeating blaster ready. I'm going to duck in the door and I'm going to aim.
Okay, great.
At the stormtroopers.
So that will give you a boost die on your next attack.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Maneuver, action. You just did maneuver, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Joe?
This is where we need a brilliant, brilliant move. Turn.
What are your thoughts or feelings? I know we don't have any Destiny points, but I don't know. I wonder if you could just spend a mean point so that I could have a nice point. Because didn't you say something about, like, that's how you would kind of, like, retcon equipment?
Yeah. I would love to spend some mean points, but you guys, I've been worried about derailing your efforts.
No.
A mean point.
Could you just use some mean points, Matthew?
This could be a suicide mission.
Yeah, so I'm sitting on credits, not a ton, but I was just sitting on credits because I was like, I don't know what gear to buy. And like, I've got something I would use right now that is not very expensive that I can afford, but I didn't say
What is the item?
A comm jammer. I was going to jam comms in the area.
Comm jam.
Roll, if you have a skill relevant to your quarter mastery, what did you roll for the inventory? Did we just have you roll perception last week?
Last week it was computers, but you know, as I was working through their system.
Flashback.
See
the night before as you were kitting yourselves out, and let's have you roll the computers check again to see what you find, and if you are successful, you will have found a comm jammer.
Okay, great. All right, so is that
hard check.
Right. That's going to be hard then.
And I'm gonna spend a destiny point.
There you go. You asked for it. You got it.
To upgrade one of those purple dice to a red challenge die.
When I say that this is just not possible with this level of difficulty, come on, baby.
You never
come
know.
On, baby. Oh, you never know.
You got it.
Dude, success.
Uh-huh.
Success. One success.
Right. Yes.
You have a calm
I rolled no... I only rolled one success. I rolled no, like, triangles.
That's
on,
crazy.
On anything.
Wow. It is crazy, like, the results you can get.
Yeah, it really is. One success and all advantage and threat canceled out. So one success.
Great. Awesome. So you have a comm jammer on you.
Amazing. So he's seeing, like, I think he was heading toward the data center or whatever. He's going to see this ruckus, and he's going to assume that it's because the warehouse alarm and everything, but he doesn't want either the guy who he saw pull out a comm unit that that Rob is chasing after to communicate, nor does he want Vongar to communicate.
Vongar!
Nor does he want, there it is, Vongar. He doesn't want that guy to communicate. He also doesn't want the customs house to be able to communicate right now, because what he's going to do is trigger that as an action, and then he's just going to start slowly moving quietly toward the customs house, waiting behind those stormtroopers, because he's on the other side, to see if they move away toward the warehouse. He might try to slip into the customs house, like use that opportunity to slip in.
So you activate the comm unit and then move.
The comm jammer, yeah.
Comm jammer. Okay, great. Hey, Paula Deming's here. Hey, Paula.
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
Okay.
Something bought.
The stormtroopers, it is their turn. They grab their rifles into their, off their shoulders and drop into their arms and start moving toward the warehouse. Okay, and then it is Morindin's turn. So he has dropped his comm unit after taking a frying pan to the head. And he is going to whirl around in the middle of this hectic bazaar. And he's a blaster will appear in his hand, and he's going to fire once at you. So this is going to be, we're at short range. This is an easy check for him. Oh, range light, and I'm going to spend a destiny point to upgrade one of these green to a proficiency die.
God, you had so many destiny points to start this.
Sash.
I'm trying to use them. Okay. And he will fail with advantage. So I'm going to say he just starts firing, and then he misses you, but he uses the kind of chaos of it to reach down and to grab the comm unit.
Okay.
With his maneuver. He doesn't have to search for it. Like, he kind of clears a space around him, and he grabs the comm unit. Okay. It is now any one of your turns. You decide.
I'm delaying to see what these stormtroopers do. So
the stormtroopers move toward the warehouse.
Do they see us? Do the stormtroopers see me and CL8?
Yes, you're still standing at the computers, at the kind of little computer station, like Leia at the shield base.
Yeah, I think CL8's got the right idea. I'm going to duck into the warehouse as well and attempt to hide so that I can catch the stormtroopers unaware.
Okay. Great.
Would that be deception?
I'll have you roll stealth for that.
Oh, that's what I meant, stealth. I have phenomenal stealth. Just two yellows. How many purples do I roll?
There's an alarm going. I would say that's going to be a hard check. Sorry.
You should be sorry.
They're also like coming straight toward you. So they see you go.
I've only rolled hard checks.
Well?
Oh my God. so
bad.
That is going to be a cumulative four fails.
Oh,
with one triumph.
Ooh, triumphant!
Oh,
so one of your
fails triumphantly.
One of your successes was a triumph.
My motto.
I had two successes, one of which was a triumph, and five fails.
Okay, there's no you don't get worse failure for rolling more fails. It's a binary thing.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about triumph. Triumph is not a success, correct?
It counts as a success.
It counts as a success. Doesn't it count as two successes?
It's a crit, effectively. So if you do succeed, you get critical effects.
Okay. So that would cancel out then. So it would be three failures, basically.
So you don't hide.
I can't find a place to hide.
It still has like a positive something, right? Like it's like a super advantage.
Is that true, even if you fail badly?
It's just like failing with advantage. You failed, but you got a fucking triumph. So that's what makes it so interesting. Yeah, is you
maybe
can, like, I'm aware that I wanted to do. Hiding. Yeah.
And also, I was gonna make you trip because I thought that would be funny. But let's say you stay on your feet.
See you later. My problem.
How about a stormtrooper trips?
yeah,
that's funny. Okay, who's next?
Sorry, go ahead, Skip.
Well, I'm gonna back deeper into the warehouse to sort of draw them in if they're following us, and then continue to aim.
I mean, you could hit them now if you wanted to. They are at, I'd say they're at medium range, so it would be an average shot.
I was just worried about shooting them in public view.
Got it.
But if that's, yeah, then I'm just going to back in. I'm going to try to draw them out of public sight, and then with my intention to start shooting them once they're in here with us. So I'm going to back further in and continue to aim.
Great. Okay, cool. Yeah, we got a ruling here in the chat. The success failure portion of the triumph despair can be canceled out, but never the extra effects. So yes, so that's great. Okay. Joe or Rob?
I'm going to slip into the customs house. I'm going to slip the comm jammer back into my pocket and just like, so that they, hopefully they can identify where the signal's coming from, and then slip into the customs house.
So the stormtroopers are left, and you now want to go into the unguarded customs house.
Yes, I want to try to slip in unseen.
Okay, roll stealth.
Stealth is terrible. Is there anything better?
Oh, you know what? You'll get a boost die. So add a light blue die for the distraction. Actually, that is straight from the module.
Okay, so I'll do a boost die and it
average check.
Average die. Check.
Yeah, we've created quite the distraction.
Yes.
Yeah. Created quite. Okay, here we go.
You're welcome.
I got zero. Nothing.
So fail.
Wow.
Yeah, and just nothing.
Okay, so
and there's shit on every die, but it equals nothing.
So you are. Okay, let's do this. You get to the, you like kind of, you like sneak up to the customs door, and then the door opens, and you are looking directly into the face of an Imperial officer with a blaster in his hand.
Jesus Christ, Matthew. Oh,
man. But you're dressed like an Imperial, right? Like he doesn't know.
We've got changed.
Oh, you changed.
Change my clothes in the phone booth on the way here.
Change my clothes to just look like a comet merchant.
I was dressed like one of you earlier. You have to trust me.
I've got it. It's right here in my knapsack.
It's right here.
Look at this. It's a little rumpled, but you know.
Okay, Rob, the Mirindan has just fired a blaster at you and missed.
Yeah. It's a little something called Wookiee Rage.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Not right now, it's a thematic. If he had shot me, it would become a mechanic thing.
Right.
But he missed. But it didn't make me any less angry. So I'm just not going to get certain things. So I'm gonna charge him and try to hit him with this sword.
Okay, great. So you move from short range to engaged. Yeah, and then it's just a melee check is always average.
Well, that wasn't as cool as I wanted it to be. These aren't labeled. They're just numbers. So you never know what emotion you're going to get. That was him wailing at the futility of violence.
Violence is never the answer, we would have heard if the translator was working.
Okay, yeah. So can I charge him and take a swing at him with this fucking greatsword?
Go for it. Hell average yeah, check. I'm going to use a destiny point to change one of the difficulty dice to a challenge die.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Okay, two.
For the record, we now have 3 dark points and 3 light points. They are available.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It brought balance to the force.
So it's average. So
prophecy
it's
has been fulfilled.
One purple, one red, right?
One purple, one red.
Another blank on one of the yellows. Oh. That can't. So 2 advantages. Failed with 2 advantage.
Oh.
Okay, so you. You don't have any strain, right?
I don't.
Okay, so I'll give you this advantage. With 2 advantage, you can perform an additional immediate free maneuver that does not exceed the 2 maneuver per turn limit.
Okay.
So you can add a setback die to his next check or a boost die to any allied character's next check. I would say if any of them are going to like shoot at Mirindan, you could do that. But otherwise, just add a setback die to what he's going to do.
or you said, or a maneuver, or you're saying the maneuver would count as one of those things?
That these are the suggested maneuvers from the book.
I see. So I couldn't, like, try to just grab his hand and crush the communicator inside of it?
No.
Because that's, like, an attack. Okay, got it.
There's also, there's a mechanic for somebody like Darth Vader, and I can't remember what it's called or what it does, but it's just, like, if you try to attack Darth Vader, like, you automatically get, like, 2 disadvantage dice or something. There's a specific mechanic for like the real heroes and villains that comes into play.
Cool. I think given the situation, the fact that I just like charged this, like a Wookiee charged this guy with a vibro greatsword, swung, somehow missed.
He ducked.
he got out of the way, but I feel like that is a terrifying scenario that he's found himself in. Especially when he's probably just hired, like, we just need you to tail these guys. Don't worry about it. It's going to be totally cool, totally easy. Get your burrito and it's done or whatever. Shove in your snout. So he...
It's the perfect food when you have a wide snout.
Like, I miss the wind from the sword. Like, you see the snout go like... and like fly to the side. So I think whatever he does next is going to have... however many setback die you were talking about.
One setback die. Right. Okay, great. All right, it is the stormtrooper. The stormtroopers are going to go. Actually, no, let's resolve the officer. So the officer has the blaster. He is standing in engaged range with Eli. So he's going to, he's in total surprise on reflex. He's going to step back to short range and fire at you.
What?
What?
And I didn't even know that I'm involved in this at all. I could just be a guy coming to the customs house.
He's not a particularly experienced officer.
Oh dear!
He's panicking.
I'm going to use a force
sweat under his nose.
Destiny point to upgrade, and this is going to be an average check. Okay, that is a success. No advantage or threat. So
I'd call it a threat.
I'd call it a threat. okay, what blaster pistol is he? He's using a light blaster pistol. Okay, so that is 5 damage.
Dear Lord.
So remember, you have a soak value.
Uh-huh.
That's your armor. That's DR, effectively.
And then I have defense.
What's your defense?
1.
Is that a...
So you got to roll a black die as well.
Good point.
That's for my armor. I mean, you could say that I don't have armor, but...
No, you were in something. Okay, so yeah, so I take a threat.
My armor wasn't anything crazy. It was armored clothing, so I figured he could wear that.
Yeah, I'm wearing heavy clothing. It doesn't give me any armor, but it gives me soak.
So he's going to take 1 strain, because now he suffered a threat on that.
It's an additional die he has to roll, like a challenge die?
Setback
die, okay. Okay, so you did 5 damage.
It was going to be about strain on an NPC.
Oh, yeah,
I think they can take it, because that's like either how you knock them out. Like, you choose.
Individuals can take strain. Minion groups do not take strain.
Yeah, I was confusing this with Imperial Assault. Excuse me.
What a nerd.
I'll see myself out. I don't belong on this Star Wars RPG game.
Okay, and now the stormtroopers are going to go. They saw... They see you, and they're gonna just kind of post up. They're at medium range, and they're gonna fire at you, Skid. So these guys are gonna be a minion group. Flipping to my minion group. Hold on 1 second to get to the right page. Okay, they are gonna fire with their blaster rifles at you. Oh, they are quite skilled with the blaster rifles. This is gonna be an average check. We are medium range. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, they hit with 2 threat.
Okay.
So, you, Skid, you will get a boost die and an additional boost die in your next check from the threat I just took. But they are going to deal 9 damage.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I mean, okay. 2. I'm sorry. 9 damage. 2 stormtroopers.
Okay, so they act together. I remember this from the rules. Yeah, their shit combines. That's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
This is actually having now played Traveler. This is very like the combat for Star Wars is very similar to Traveler.
Hmm.
Okay. So yes, you'll get a boost die plus the one from your aiming. So just for keeping me honest, and that's good. Okay. It is now Merindon's turn. He's gonna try to like roll back out of range and fire off his blaster pistol.
I'm gonna kill him.
I take a setback, right? Yes, I do.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, he fails with two threat. He succeeds with two threat.
Oh.
So Rob, you'll take 5 damage as well. Minus your soak, of course. But you will get a boost die on your next roll from the threat.
Okay.
Okay. It is now your turn. You can act in any order you choose.
Matthew, you said 2. Oh, it was 5 damage total?
5 damage total. Minus your soak, of course.
I'll go.
All right, great. You have 2 boost dice on this, right, Skin?
I actually have 3.
3 boost dice on this.
Well, because I'm going to aim again.
Oh, for your maneuver.
My turn. So, and then I am going to use the auto fire function on my blaster rifle. I'm going to activate that.
So use a destiny point.
Yeah, I'm going to use a destiny point. So what does that do? That gives me I upgrade one of my...
You can upgrade a green die to a yellow die.
Okay, I'll do that as well. All right.
Because we had 3 to use?
You had 4 because I just used one again. So now you have 3 again.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So yeah, he's going to power this thing up. And is it die, Imperial scum? And unload. Okay, that is a crit.
Okay.
That is a success and a crit.
Nice.
Okay, so you can inflict a critical injury, but does your weapon have any kind of critical property?
So I was using auto fire, because I know there's like, actually, it doesn't, auto fire like is a critical property, I think.
You roll a D100 and go.
Yeah, there is like a crit table, but I don't know if there's like.
I have a crit table of my own that I can use if you want me. All right, so 1 crit.
But so they because I took the extra difficulty die, both targets get hit with the auto fire.
Great.
Yeah.
So does that the minion group is considered one target? So were you shooting at the minion group and Merindon? Would you want?
Well, no. Well, then I guess it would just be double damage.
Double damage. Okay, great. Give me the damage.
20 points of damage.
Jesus.
20
Christ.
Points of damage. Okay. So
plus the crit.
Don't worry about the crits, kid. So CL8 backs up. He's like, I imagine he's just like, and he's like, just like focusing in, like his robot vision is like, yeah. He got the precise point. And then he just opens up full auto fire and he just like obliterates these stormtroopers. You 20 points of damage is enough to kill them all and go through their soak as well. Yes. Okay. So the stormtroopers are
amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay, so that just leaves the Imperial Officer and Merindon, if that is his name.
All right, I think Eli's going to go. I mean, I don't have anything in my hands. I'm just like walking into this place, like trying to look like the average citizen. So when this guy shoots me, I think Eli is going to eye up that he did this out of like pure reactionary and like not knowing what he's doing, and he's going to try to like lean on that and it, like let's say it just hit him in the leg, and he definitely took damage, but he still has plenty to get to his threshold, so he'll take the hit and just be like and then kind of pick his head back up and you know just be like, what are you doing? They're out there attacking the stormtroopers, you fool. And he like leans against the wall and is going to try to presume to not be a threat and like hope the officer runs out to attack the people that are attacking the stormtroopers.
Roll deception.
You roll deception. Okay,
I believe you get a boost die on your next check, right? Didn't you? That was his threat.
Yeah, he had threat.
So yeah, you take a boost die, but this is going to be a hard check.
All right. Well, I am going to spend a destiny point to do anything to turn a green into a yellow. Yeah. Is that?
And then add, and then you throw in a blue for your boost.
All right. And it's a hard check. God damn it. All right, come on. Come on, Eli! Convince this bastard. I want to take a picture of this. Trash! Two yellows. I'm going to throw both these pieces of shit out the window. That is three failures and two threat. It's wow. Staggering. You know what this boost die is worth? Nothing. Nothing.
The boost die is never as good as you think it is.
Yeah. It's just a little boost.
All right, oh, so my God. The officer... so, oh, it's just triangles everywhere in my face. Everywhere.
The officer is going to get a boost on his next check.
Trash!
Okay, so you throw yourself on the ground and try to deceive him into thinking you're not a spy and that you were just an innocent citizen trying to alert them that something was wrong.
Yes!
He doesn't believe you.
Damn it!
And it is his turn.
Oh, no. So
he is going to... He has a boost. He's got you down, and you don't have a weapon.
Yeah, I don't have a weapon. I'm just holding my leg, like leaning against the wall, like, ah! So
here's what he's going to do. He's gonna come up to you, and he's going to attempt to put binders on you.
Oh,
to arrest you. Because he's like, he shot you, and now he's gonna bring you in. All right, so I guess he would just roll a brawl on that, right? Let's get my stats here.
And then what do I do? Isn't there some shiz that I can do? It's like, if it's hand-to-hand, you can, like, dodge and shit, can't you, in this?
I mean, is it a brawl? Like, you're down on the ground with no weapons.
I'm down on the ground, leaning against the wall, Matthew.
Oh, you didn't fling? I heard flung yourself on the ground.
No, leaned against the wall. Ah!
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess it would matter, like, if Joe's, like, putting up a fight, then I guess it would be a brawl, right?
Yeah, I guess it would be brawl. So he's going to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this an opposed check? Is that what this is?
Yeah, well, I feel like...
brawls are not opposed check, but I think I... Now I'm doubting myself. Do you get a reaction of some kind?
Come on, drowning in blood tears.
Yeah, tell drowning us. In blood tears. Tell us. While tell I try us. To look this up.
Yeah, the one person who knows how to play.
It's the whole reason to do labs, so that
I know
Jack can help us.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's I'm attempting to put binders on Joe,
which Joe doesn't want to happen.
What is he doing?
Yeah, which he's opposed to.
Which he is opposed to happen.
They're just walking back into the room with a sandwich. Like, what?
I mean,
what?
I thought about it. I thought about just letting him do it, because what if he walks you right into the room where this fucking guy is being held? Who knows?
I mean, but, that's an option. Yeah. Yeah, are you resisting? Yeah, I believe there is no attack of opportunity. He is resisting.
And
all English, the entire English language looks like Italian to me right now. I can't read a single thing in this book.
I know, it's so funny. When you're actually live, you look at a rule book, yeah, and it just looks like Latin. You read like three sentences and you're like, I didn't read a single word. I don't know what happened. Right.
Dark Serial had a good idea. Let's make this an opposed check. So what is your...
Yeah, and athletic? You will win that check. But the thing that's important to me is that I attempt to resist, at least, you know, to start, so it doesn't look like I'm trying to give myself up.
What
but
is
I'm
your
fine
athletics?
With being taken right now. So I'm just going brawl against brawl right now, right?
What's your athletics check?
Oh, athletics is two greens. I have nothing in athletics. Okay. So it would just be based on my brawn.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm going to roll as an opposed check. So you're going to roll against my brawn as well. So it's going to be you're going to add two purples to your pool.
So two green, two purple?
Two green, two purple.
And then we get a boost. And then we go head to head. Okay. And you head have head. A boost.
Oh!
Okay. I mean... Horrendous failure. Disgusting. He must have broken an arm while doing this to me.
I get three
failures.
Three successes and a threat.
So I got two failures.
So this guy cuffs you.
Oh man, I did not see that coming.
But he has a threat, so I'm gonna give him another strain. So he's got two strain now. Okay. Marindon is gonna take another shot.
Wait, I haven't taken an
action. Yeah, I haven't gone sorry. Either.
Oh, I'm just curious if we can go before Marindon.
Yes.
You should have even gone before the officer, but Matthew worked through the flow of my
the narrative. Deception. I can't see the officer stuff right out from where I am. I'm ducked inside.
Yeah, it's like just inside the customs house. So yeah, probably not.
What you saw was CLA mow down the stormtroopers that were charging at you.
Both of them. Now, how far away am I from Merindon?
I would say you're probably at long range from Merindon.
So I'd have to use two maneuvers to engage, and I wouldn't get an action?
To get from where were you, it would be three maneuvers to get to Merindon, and you wouldn't get an action. So you actually can't do it this turn. You have to take two on this turn, then another one the next turn.
Yeah, I'm thinking I just go deeper into the warehouse now.
No, I mean, like, I think you...
Yelling the password.
The story, you also, you know, the stormtroopers.
We are the worst guys the Alliance has ever put
you
in
there. It's his name.
Dongo, are you there?
Dongo! Dongo!
Mr. Dongo! He is supposed to say it to you.
You aren't at the customs house, you're at the warehouse next door.
Yeah, but I think he might be in the warehouse.
The warehouse is
I
not.
I guess he's not from here.
No, this is like a warehouse.
He's in the custom house.
He's the James Bond.
I think
Bond
you should still
Montcalm
scream
Harris.
It into the empty warehouse.
You just, but yeah. If you want to run into the warehouse screaming Dalgo, I mean, like, go
Dalgo!
Talk to you.
Just keep doing it.
Dalgo, Dalgo!
I want to get, I'm just going to run up to the roof screaming Dalgo.
Dalgo! Dalgo!
Okay.
Going up the stairs.
Rex runs toward the stairs, ignoring the lift. And just runs from the stairs.
All
right, you get on the elevator and you're screaming Dalgo.
Dalgo! Dalgo! Dalgo!
Okay, and Rob, would Von Gaar like to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Von Gaar is now officially in a Wookiee rage.
Okay.
He suffered wounds. He also is going to do a frenzied attack. So okay. I can suffer a strain to upgrade one of my dice for one, because I only have one rank in it. And I've got the boost die from him, his threats from doing his little fucking backwards roll, right?
Yes.
All right. So I'm rolling
sounds
three
like you
yellows,
in
one green, and one blue.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You can not even God himself.
And he rolls.
It's an average check.
So it's two purples?
Could stop you from succeeding at this roll.
Oh, my God. I barely got it. I got one success and two advantages.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you succeed. So you hit him.
And I'm going to hit him for a lot.
Okay.
So I'm real mad.
Yes.
So I get to. It's a crit. This greatsword is. I get to add a damage because of my Wookiee rage. I get to add another damage for feral strength, which I clearly have.
Yeah.
And then this greatsword is a crit of two. So I can spend these two advantages to crit. Is that right?
Sure.
So I'd like to crit him.
All right. How much damage do you do?
I don't remember. I tried finding it earlier. Somebody in the chat. What's the... There's like a... With melee attacks, there's like a base auto damage, right? And then you add whatever your weapon tells you to add.
I thought... Oh.
I think.
I thought it was just the weapon.
I think melee attack is brawn plus...
Oh, it's you're right. Yeah, it's brawn. Yeah, so it's... So I'm doing 10 damage.
Okay.
No, sorry. Nine damage.
You bring down the Vibro Greatsword, and you just cleave him right along his snout. He is very, very dead.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
His snout comes off, and all this like green blood pours out and burns the ground.
Yeah.
He too has green blood. That falls
and burns.
We're all connected.
Okay. Yeah.
Dalgo!
Yeah, they just hear like echoing through the alley. Like,
it's just so stupid because it's the wrong thing to do and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And he's your spy.
Code word that he's supposed to say.
In another building.
he's panicking.
Okay. So now, this would have been where the Imperial officer should have gone. I apologize. then Mirindan would have gone, but he's dead. So it is now all of your turns again. So anyone can go. Troy, would you like to continue shouting Dalgo when you get to the roof?
If I get to the roof, I then want to jump to the other roof.
Let's say I can
get to the custom house and go down.
I'm trying to interpret time somewhat reasonably. Let's say and on this turn, you get to the roof and the elevator opens.
Go!
All right.
And now how far am I from the other roof?
You could, it would take you two maneuvers, but you could just hop over to the other roof.
All right, he reaches into his pocket, comes up, and he's got a fake mustache on. And then he leaps to the other.
Oh, dude, your turn is over at the elevator. Would you stop?
I was in the elevator. That took my maneuvers?
I'm to account for time. Yeah, I'm going to say you had to get to the roof of the building. So yeah, but
can he talk? I'm assuming we have like communicators, right?
I'm assuming you have comms as well.
You want to tell us?
I'm at the top of the building.
All communications are jammed.
Slowest lift ever.
Oh, not just the Imperial. It's all of us. Shit. Okay.
I forgot. You're just talking to no one.
It jams all signals in the area.
What the hell is wrong with this thing?
Okay.
No. They're jamming us. This must be Dalgo's work.
Yeah, you take.
This must be Dalgo's work.
Grex thinks that it's the Empire doing it. Oh,
clever girls.
A Dalgo is an animal in the universe that you would know, by the way.
Dalgo.
You can ride them. They're like kind of like rideable lizards.
Someone in the bazaar is selling them. Huh?
Is that a do-bag?
Am I going to make a sale?
Are we getting an order?
Yeah.
You start a stampede by just shouting Dalgo out over them. Okay.
The rideable lizards were do-bags.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Those are like, yes, they're like that. These look more like, I'll send you.
There's lots of rideable lizards.
It's a grand universe. We can have more than one rideable lizard.
There's the Ronto.
I see it.
Oh, Ronto. Oh, that's what the Ronto roasters. That's what when you go to Disney World.
Oh, yeah. They're eating them Rontos.
Oh, they're native to Onderon. So it's not too strange that I'm running around yelling cow.
Not at all.
Perhaps I lost mine.
It'd be like running around here and yelling cow.
Yeah.
Right.
Cow!
Cow! Perfectly normal man yelling cow.
After breaking into a warehouse and running and yeah, exactly.
I will see Operation Dalgo succeed if it costs me my life!
He's now renamed the Operation.
Joe, Skid, Rob, would any of you like to go?
I think I'm pretty effectively neutralized, Matthew, so I'll just let you tell you what happens next.
Yeah, I mean, Vongar's going to run back. I don't really know how aware he is of what's been going on. I mean, I think he heard some blaster fire during his ragings. So maybe runs back into the central square there and sees.
Sees
a bunch of dead stormtroopers, I guess.
Roll perception.
Okay, doesn't see that yet.
No, I think you see the dead stormtroopers, but roll perception.
My perception's, what's the difficulty?
Average.
That's not great. Oh, that's a lot of three failure, but three advantages.
Okay. Let's say it takes you two maneuvers. The disadvantage is it takes you two maneuvers to get here. Because you're like, I don't know, we have to wedge your sword out of Mirindan's brain.
Yeah.
But you notice this Imperial officer has Eli up against the wall and has cuffed him.
Okay. Vongar's nostrils flare.
All right, Skid, what does CL8 do?
I think I'm just going to wait by the door. I'm looking for Vondar.
You see him out in the square. He's running. Okay. He's rushed back.
All right. And I said,
Vondar, my Wookiee friend, hurry.
And just waving him in.
You are also in the other building, Skid. You're over at the warehouse.
Oh,
just
okay.
To be clear. So you,
right.
So from where are you moved in, so you wouldn't see Joe, but right. You can see Vongar if Vongar wanted to share some information with you right now.
Okay.
I killed a guy.
What news, Vongar?
Sorry,
I interrupted you when you were telling me.
I killed a guy.
And he's like,
that is excellent. I did as well.
Yeah.
Yay!
You could also, for example, tell him that Eli is being arrested.
Well, I saw that, right?
You saw it.
I perceived it.
Yes.
Yeah. Vongar is not happy about that situation.
All right. Okay.
Classic good news, bad news situation. Let us rescue our comrade.
So, Sealite, would you like to use your turn? Would you like to use your maneuver or your action?
Yeah, I'm going to double time to get to our quartermaster.
Great. Okay, so you move. I mean, let's say you were only one maneuver in. I would say you could do one maneuver and you could see the Eli and the Imperial officer if you wanted to do that.
Okay. Then if I take a maneuver to get in sight of them, I'm going to take a second. How far? What's their distance from me?
They are a medium. It would be a medium range shot.
Okay. I'm going to shoot.
Okay, great. You are going to take... So making range attack. Well, making... Okay.
Engaged, right?
So we're going to upgrade the difficulty of the check because he is engaged with Eli. So it's actually going to be a hard check.
Okay.
You do have force points at your disposal, though. Destiny points, excuse me.
All right. I'm going to use one.
Great.
And fire.
Come on, CLA.
Come on.
Got it.
Dude, Eli hangs the balance here. He could end up in prison forever.
That is a success. Just a success.
Okay, give me the damage.
10 points of damage.
Oh my
goodness. God.
So, Eli, this guy's got you up against the wall and he's putting binders on you. He's like strapping your hands behind you. And then you kind of like turn back and all of a sudden like he stops moving. Like he said, like the resistance flags a little bit, and you just turn around and his head has been completely disintegrated. And his body slumps against yours and slides down to the ground.
And then he just can see in the distance CLA. Like
the smoking end of his blaster
rack
rifle.
Focus. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you have killed the guy that was sent to tail you and was going to be paid in burritos afterwards. You have eliminated the stormtrooper guard at the front of the Imperial Customs House where your contact is being held. Grex has gotten to the roof of the next door building and screaming the code word that he's supposed to hear while wearing a fake mustache. And that is where we will leave it. We'll have to pick up the story another time.
Oh, man. I really hope we do pick it up another time. It's just too fun. Holy crap.
So awesome.
Oh, God.
The Dalgos at the nearby stable start stampeding.
They'll lift their heads.
Eli's mushed under a corpse. This is my nightmare.
The comm jammer can't stop that. The comm jammer cannot be screaming from the rooftop.
Not going to jam those memories.
Dude, thank you, Naish. And,
thank you, everybody. Yeah,
thanks for hanging out. Again, huge thank you to Rob Kirkovich.
Yeah. Rob. Thanks, guys.
You're the best.
Don't thank me. This is, I should be I'm the one who should be thanking you for the privilege. Yeah.
You should be thanking Matthew.
Thank you. Well, I was going
great
to.
Job. Thank
great
you,
job, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for bearing with me on the rules stuff. Great to get to play again.
Yeah.
Thank you to the chat. Again. Thank you, Drowning in Blood Tears, for the rules assistancies.
For this encounter that was 100% not planned. I can't even tell you how unplanned this encounter was.
Yeah, it's great. Like, I still don't even know. Like, now what are we going to do? Jeepers. Like, just stroll in now?
We have to finish it.
Oh, no, of course. But
I mean, I'll say this. This section of the adventure, if you were to complete that, there's still a lot more of the module to go.
Oh, dude, we'll be playing for years.
We could play this for years.
We'll play it, two, three times a year. For years.
For years.
All right, we'll say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thanks. Have a good Thursday. Tune in tonight, live. Strange Outs.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Look, we all know there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan and Quentin Tarantino, for over 10 years and over 700 episodes, Happy, Sad, Confused has broken movie and TV news every single week. That's because I ask all the questions I want to know, and more importantly, you want to know. Casting what-ifs, backstage stories, acting pet peeves, and much more. So whether you're into superheroes, prestige TV, or just the coolest actors and directors alive, you're going to learn something in every episode. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.